B-Pod Studios.
It's WNKS, WNKS, HD1, Charlotte.
There's no stopping us right now.
The Canadian Group Station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
It's 95.1.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:15 to hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in the car.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, we are live. Today is Monday, August 10th, 2020. After a week off, the morning show is back together again.
Well, I mean, I guess technically we had pre-recorded segments last week, and you know, the big philosophers of radio says, you know, you're not supposed to make it seem like when you're off that you're off.
Yeah.
But the ratings show.
They know. We got so much to cover today. It's unbelievable. I was putting together, like, our show sheet each morning, and I might as well just leave it blank because we're just going to have so much to talk about.
I know. A lot of things were supposed to go down just in the week that we were off.
I know. Roy, he took a trip, actually got out of our county, which is unbelievable.
And I died in places.
Oh, my gosh. We don't even know you.
Like, who the hell am I?
Who are you?
Lots happened in Lorenz world, too. Of course, we all got rattled by an earthquake. We'll talk about that. But yeah. I think a Monday morning song to get us in the mood would help.
Okay.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right. Now we are off and ready for a Monday show. Let's do, since we have so much to talk about with the last week we've been gone, just tell us about your weekend, Lorraine. What'd you do this weekend?
So this weekend I took Cash horseback riding for the first time. It was his first time on a big boy horse.
Nice.
Yeah. And he loved it. And then I, for the last two nights, had Jax sleeping a full 7 to 8 hours.
Whoa.
In his crib.
There we go.
Victory.
Seriously.
Nice. So you've been getting sleep then a little bit, huh?
A little bit. Last two nights.
Yeah, that's, oh man. That is the best when you're a new parent and you sleep through the night and you expect to wake up, by the way. You have your clock set as a parent.
Oh, I was up like three times both nights, like just going, is he still breathing? Like, is he okay? Why isn't he woken up? Like, I need to pump, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, screw this. I'm going back to bed. He's good.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, Roy, what about you? You came back from your Charleston trip, right, this weekend?
I did come back from my Charleston trip, and I kind of tried to keep it as still vacation-y as I could. A lot of drinks still consumed over the weekend that normally would be consumed. And then, of course, we had the earthquake that rattled. It woke us up. We were in a dead sleep.
Okay.
But I still tried to keep it as a vacation, including last night. I was drinking wine while cooking dinner.
There you go.
So my liver is now demanding help, and I will detox all week.
It's true. I mean, all we've done is drink since March. I mean, my wife and I realized that. That was my day. My weekend is yesterday was the first time since March we took a family trip to the store. We all went to Costco.
Whoa.
Ruby,
wow.
Dean, me, and my wife.
That's a big step.
Yeah, yeah. And so we did that, and we were like, on our way there, we're like, we don't need a ton of stuff. Where do we go to first? The wine section.
Yeah.
And Amanda's like, do we need more red and more white? I'm like, yep, we just drank two bottles yesterday, so let's replenish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was good. We were in and out. Everybody there is wearing masks.
Yeah, I'm now seeing a solid 80 to 90% of people's wearing masks.
That's like a stat that I just saw.
You could see it.
Yeah.
That's good. Thank you.
Yeah. Yep. So, all right. Well, we do have a great Monday show planned for you. We're going to find out why Loren had to slap a guy. We're going to talk about Roy's trip to Charleston. Let's say hi to producer Nicole. Good morning, Nicole.
Morning.
Hope you enjoyed your week without us. Causing issues?
So much work got done.
I know. And then I heard Nicole did a big project and it got pulled. Ugh.
Oh.
It's driving me nuts.
Okay. Well,
we're all good on the project.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, we fixed it.
That's awesome.
Lauren fixed it.
Good. Thank
Lauren
you, Lauren.
Lauren stepped in.
Why am I hearing?
I'm hearing it too.
Double Nicole. What's going on there?
I don't know. Let's see.
Is it?
Yeah,
is it
better? Been here for a week.
There we go. Okay, it's gone.
Okay, but now I bet Lorraine can't hear Nicole.
I can't hear Nicole. You're correct.
Hold on. Now say something, Nicole.
Something.
Yeah, there's something going on with Lorraine's rig.
Hmm.
Where the audio's looped.
Well, we'll just wrap it up. All right, back to best stuff for the rest of the morning, everybody.
There we go.
All right, it is the Maney, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. We are here, excited on a Monday, Kiss 95.1.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Lorraine, Kiss 95.1.
So this farmer found something in his field and felt like a good guy would return it to the rightful owner. Plus, I don't think he could do much with it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you know, like they say, finders keepers. But if you find something that you can't use, why keep it?
Was it a UFO?
No, a Vermont skydiver lost his prosthetic leg, though.
Oh,
during a jump, and it landed in a farmer's soybean field.
Interesting.
I wonder how.
So many questions.
I do too. I wonder how that landing turned out with no foot, no leg.
Double amputee.
Oh.
Chris Markris went for a jump at Vermont Skydiving Adventures and lost one of his legs after he leapt from the plane. He said, I think my adrenaline was so high and I was just so excited I didn't realize I had lost it, he told the local news.
Okay.
He was harnessed to an instructor, so therefore landed safely.
Oh, that's good. Okay. I was wondering how you still land with no leg.
Yeah, I've been skydiving, and if you're tandem, you pick up your legs, and the person behind you lands for you.
The thing that sucks about that, though, is I would think, Loren, is as this guy jumps out of the plane and loses his leg, for the next however long you're in the air free-falling, which is how long? You went skydiving.
Oh, gosh, it's a blur. Your adrenaline's, like, pumping so much, I couldn't even tell you.
Like, at least 5-10 minutes, though, you think?
No.
Oh, less than that?
I don't think so, yeah.
Huh.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it is 10 minutes.
Okay. Anyway, for 10 minutes, the guy's probably like, where the hell's my leg? Not even enjoying it. Like, what am I going to do when I land? Yeah. Hey, buddy, do you mind if I just stay on your back for the next 5 weeks?
I mean,
and you can't talk to your instructor. Like, you can't hear anything. I do remember that. It's so loud because the wind is whipping by you. Yeah.
And plus, he can't feel that the leg is gone. He has no feeling down there. He probably doesn't know.
I mean, guess maybe. Anyway, he then put the word out on social media that he lost his leg, and a farmer saw the post and then found the leg in his soybean field. Beyond just a few scratches, it was undamaged and given back to the owner.
I wonder, do you put, whenever you'd go to like a summer cookout and you guys would get like a bunch of red Solo cups, you'd put your name on it so you knew which one was yours? Like, how do you make sure people know that that's your leg? You put your name on it?
I think it's got a certain fit, right? I mean, my prosthetic leg wouldn't fit you.
I guess so. Right? I don't know how it works. I can also assure you, if I lost both my legs, I ain't jumping out of a damn airplane. So I ain't doing that at all.
Really? See, I think if you lost both legs, you'd be like, what the hell else do I have to lose?
Yeah, well, you know? There's nothing to break my fall in anymore. I don't have that safety pad.
You have a guy. You're harnessed to a guy. He can break your fall. When did you go skydiving, Lorraine?
When I was working with the dolphins.
So, okay.
Like
10 years ago?
I guess, yeah. I would say like 2011.
I always thought I wanted to do it.
Mm.
And I think I would really enjoy it, but it's going up and the actual jump that would be like the most nerve-wracking part of a skydive.
It's the jump. I looked like a cat being forced into water, like all four limbs on the door of the plane. Dude had to like pull my arms down and just roll.
Yeah, but it is fun though, right?
Oh, it's a blast. Like once you're in the air, I had so much fun. But getting out of the plane is the hardest part.
Yeah.
I have no desire to jump out of an airplane.
No?
None.
Can we get you to do it one day?
You'd have to pay me.
Or a bet? Can we do a bet where lose, you go out?
I'm too heavy. I'd be so heavy. We'd fall like a rock with that other guy behind me. He wouldn't know how to keep up.
It would be like Loren had a 10-minute skydive. You had a 2-minute skydive.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Sunday, we all woke up to a bit of a quake. Earthquake.
Isn't it cute how people without kids are like, the quake woke us up?
Yes.
What? At 8 a.m.? That's a normal time to wake up.
I was up for a solid 45 minutes at that point with the kids.
It's also more judging about the people that slept through it. I'm like, you are lucky that you slept through an earthquake.
I know we had a listener who's an adult that was like, I slept through the whole thing. And I'm like, you're like 47. What are you talking about?
My mom slept through it, too. She didn't even know we had one. She's like so out of touch. I texted her. She's like, what? No, we didn't.
Oh, man. You know, and it's so interesting because it was north of Charlotte in a place called Sparta, not Spartanburg, which I originally was confused. You know, sometimes you think they just say cities' names in fun ways, like Withville's With County. You know, I thought maybe Sparta was the short version of Spartanburg. That's not the case.
No.
Its own area.
Yeah, all the way up by Virginia, by your border.
Right, which, you know, in between me and my hometown, spoke to all my friends and family in hometown. They barely felt anything.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I'm like, I thought my house was about to crumble.
We have audio of the camera at Roy's house. You want to hear the sound of the earthquake from inside Roy's house, Loren?
Sure.
Listen to this.
Oh, did you get my earthquake?
I mean, it was so loud. I mean, I had closet doors flying against the wall. And no one else, by the way, had the shared experience with me. Like, no one else, like, it wasn't that bad.
People
like,
up in Sparta did.
Right. I had it just as bad as them. And I'm telling everyone how it was in my house. They're thinking, oh, that's Roy being dramatic. I'm like, well, luckily, I got cameras everywhere. And so I have audio of my house, what sounds like to be falling apart.
That's yeah, you hilarious. Hear
that? All the bangs.
All those creaks. For the most part, everybody that wasn't in Sparta had less than a 5.1, which is what the earthquake was. So, like, down here in Charlotte, we probably had a much smaller.
Sure.
Except for Roy.
Right.
Yeah. Roy's house experienced higher than what Sparta had.
No.
Yeah, no.
My foundations crumbled. I thought everything was going to fall into pieces. It's so funny how everyone on the phone, they're like, Roy, it wasn't that bad. I'm like, no, I'm telling you, like, my closet door flew against my bed, rattled up against the, like, you felt the ground move at my house.
Well, Amanda and I were sitting down on the couch, and every once in a while, if there's a heavy wind, like, our house will kind of, you know, like, the windows will make a noise,
creak.
Or, like, the roof, you can feel the roof, because our house is kind of high, tall, and that's what we thought. And then Dean goes, hello? Because he was upstairs under the covers on his iPad, and he thought someone was shaking his bed.
Oh.
So that's exactly what happened here. I was standing in my kitchen, and I heard something. Like, it sounded like it was rattling on the outside of the house. And I was like, what is that? And it went on for a few seconds, then it stopped. And then I started looking around the house, and Elena comes busting out of her room, and she was like, did you feel that? It was like Roy. She's like, my bed was shaking. Dallas looks up, never misses a beat, and goes, that's the only way your bed's going to shake in this house.
That's good. That's a good line, Dallas.
Yeah, yeah, it was crazy, though. It's the strongest earthquake since, like, 1916 or 1915, they said.
Well, my house was built, my little ranch was built in, like, 1950, and it wasn't prepared for what occurred Sunday. I'm, like, outside inspecting it in the rain because there was rain. I was trying to figure it out.
I mean, what else could 2020 throw at us? Legit. Like, I mean, the first earthquakes, you know, in almost 100, over 100 years.
Yeah.
You know, pandemic, 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
Tornadoes, floods, hurricanes, and that's just in 2020.
Yeah. I know.
And then I thought back, and I was like, you know, people begged us. People told us we 100% should not mess around with a Ouija board. And what did we do Halloween of 2019?
Messed with the Ouija board.
We messed with the board.
And we didn't close the portal because we got spooked out. And I didn't think a little toy from Walmart was that big of a deal to close a portal.
We Jumanji'd.
Yep.
The world.
Sure did.
And the Manny, Roy, and Loren show, we'd like to apologize.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our KISS 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Loren.
What?
Why is there a story going around the Manny, Roy, and Loren show circles that you had to slap someone for trying to touch your baby jacks?
Because I did. You know I'm not shy either.
There he is now.
Tell him, buddy.
Yeah, good morning, bud.
So we were up in Virginia, and we were staying at a family friend's house, but that family friend also had some friends over, and everybody happened to be around the pool. Now, obviously, we're all social distancing, and their family is like on one side and we're on the other, but at some point, the other family comes over to introduce them to our family, and the guy reaches his hand out and shakes Dallas's hand. So at this point, I knew social distancing and like personal space for him was null and void, right? Like, yeah. He doesn't understand.
The handshake left back in March, folks, if you didn't.
Right. Yeah. And at that point, I looked at Dallas like, don't you, like, cut your arm off, basically. Don't touch anything. And until I can get you hand sanitizer when this man walks away. Hey, Dal, can you grab him? And at that point, the guy comes around the table and he's like, I love babies. Babies are kind of my thing. And with that, he goes to reach for Jackson.
Oh, no.
And I literally, like, pulled Jackson away and swatted at him because I was like, he's too new. I'm like, dude, I know the baby's big. Like, maybe the baby looks like he's like outside of the 3 month window. But during coronavirus, you should probably ask before you try to touch somebody's child.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. And I picture you like in slow motion, like, no.
It wasn't just like a whoosh. It was like a get away.
Yeah,
I love it. I love that you had to hit him.
We haven't even held Jax. I haven't even seen him in person.
My sister-in-laws haven't even held the baby. Like, don't touch my baby.
It is this weird thing where you want to. Like, when I went to go give Lauren food and I saw Jackson for the first time, you stand there and you're like, I want to hold the baby. I'm not allowed to hold the baby, but you know this.
You like, want what you can't have.
Yeah, like, you just, this is common knowledge, though. So you then just stand there and stare at the baby.
That's so funny. And how did he take it when you slapped his hand or like when you slapped at him?
He was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. And I was like, and then I tried to explain myself because you feel bad for doing that, which you shouldn't as a mom, but you feel bad because, you know, I'm like, sorry, he's just too new still. And he's only 7 weeks and
Corona.
You know, right. And I'm like making excuses and I'm like, I shouldn't have to make excuses. I don't want you to touch my baby.
Wow. Yeah, that's Loren we know. The excuse, Loren. Nobody knows that one.
Right?
Set me straight. Did he stare at you the rest of the time while you guys were hanging out at the pool?
Yeah, they, like, went to a whole nother side after that, like, up, like, into the house. Like, they didn't even stay outside after that. I was like, oh, I feel bad because I definitely offended that dude. But again, don't touch my baby.
I love how you don't try to really smooth things over. I like how you're just...
Yeah.
To the point.
She did. Then the left side of her brain was telling her, why are you doing this?
Yeah. I was like, who am I right now? Yeah, no.
Hey, where's Bob? He left. Some mom slapped him for him trying to grab the baby. Oh, no, not again. That's Bob's thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Do you have personal dating rules? You know, deal breakers. 704-570-9595.
What's your dating rule?
Maybe you don't want to date someone who's a vapor, who vapes.
I think a lot of people have that smoking, like, hard rule.
Yeah, smoking. I can't stand, although I've been around some of the vapes and they don't smell bad. Cigarette smoke just still smells the worst. Can't do it. I can't do it.
I always have a major issue. I talked about this like a couple weeks ago. Whenever someone in scrubs is smoking, I always feel like they should know better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a nutritionist going to, you know, fast food. You're like, what are you doing?
Meet me at McDonald's to go over your nutrition plan.
Yeah.
What?
Maybe you have dating rules. Someone who has bad hygiene. That's a rule breaker. Bad tattoo. What about this one? wants to move furniture on the first date. Some people may see that as a plus.
What side, what side of the article is that on? The won't date or will date?
Right.
Must move furniture on the first date?
I have a feeling women probably don't want to date a guy who is coming at them to move furniture on the first date, but a guy's like, score.
Yeah.
Sure.
704-570-9595. What are some of your personal dating rules? Even if you're married, you could tell us what your dating rule was when you were dating.
So this was like kind of one of mine. I like taller guys, and I know our Midday Bay Cameron, she is tall, so her like hard limit is tall guys.
Mm-hmm. And she says picking is tough because you're cutting out a huge portion of society. You know?
Sure, sure. I mean, I think one of my deal breakers was the cigarette smoking and then teeth. You got to have, I mean, at least.
Oh, your teeth? Is that too much to ask for?
I mean, I'm not saying they got to be like perfect white and the best street thing out there, but you got to give me something to work with.
Yeah, it has to be the same color.
What do you mean the same
color? Well, like mine, like some are worse than others.
Yeah, what's going on with your teeth? How come some teeth are different colors than the other?
My teeth looks like that corn, the maze that you put on your door at at Halloween.
Mamie's teeth are slowly giving up.
It's a true story. I have a fake tooth right here, my front one.
Oh, is that what?
I'm going to get a crown on it, but this is a temporary. And I've been to the dentist like 3 times, and they can't match the color because the one to the right of it is a different color than the one to the left of it. So it's like you're trying to get the perfect match, and it's hard to get the perfect match, man. Hey,
you got
to
get the full veneers. Let's just fake it all.
All right, we're getting lots of text messages. We want to hear what your personal dating rule is.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Mandy Moore, the Red Morning Show, KIPS 95.1. We're talking about your dating rules, some deal breakers. And maybe if you also want to chime in on things that you do want to date, like you require this of the person.
Sure. I mean, everybody's got a dating rule, whether it's something that you don't
want or do want.
Must have, like must have job. I mean, I think that's a pretty good one.
Right.
Yeah. Like we said, must be tall. Some people are texting in and says, like, can't be a mama's boy. I agree with that one. Can't have mommy issues.
What defines, though, a mama's boy? Because I call my mom just about every day. Is that a mama's
yes.
boy?
No. Yeah. Well, yes. But no. Oh. It's a level. But we're talking, like, extreme levels. Like, you're taking your mom's side over mine all day, every day, just because it's your mom.
Okay.
Some people are saying, I could never date anybody who had kids. I don't have kids. It's too much baggage for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a good rule. But I'll tell you, the older you get, the harder it is to find people that you connect with that don't have kids. Like,
yep.
I wonder if that person would ever think about letting go of that rule if they had to.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. They'll lower their standards when they become like 35, 40, and they're like, I'm still lonely.
Of course. But if at 21, I totally get that. You're like, I don't want to be going to Timmy's soccer practice at 21 years old.
Isn't it weird that when I moved out of New Jersey and started my morning show radio career in Arkansas, I dated, like, the two people that I dated had kids. Mm. And they were, like, in their 20s. And I was, like, kind of attracted to that because I think I was away from my family and I kind of liked their family thing. Mm-hmm. I'm serious. Like, I was like, that's cool. I get invited to birthday parties. I can go to sports events.
You're trying to replace your family with someone else's.
A lot of people are saying that you have to be family oriented. Like, a lot of text messages are coming in saying you got to, you know, have a good relationship with your mom and dad and your family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you don't talk to your family, I mean, there's a lot of people in the family and you're the outside person, you're probably the common denominator. I'm not saying that's for every case, but I'd say it a lot of the time.
304, this is area code 304. They sent in a text message. It's like 50 things, like at least 5 years older, pretty teeth, has to be taller, and I would not date someone my own age.
What's up with the at least 5 years older?
That's the checklist. You know what? I didn't intentionally do that, but I always dated older guys. I dated one guy who was like 1 year right around my age, and I felt like I was babysitting.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Just about 30 minutes from now, we're going to do something called Should She? Haley wants to know, should she stay with her boyfriend after he freaked out on her? He found her doing something and freaked out. It's crazy. Okay. That'll be 7:50. I met a guy who was explaining to me that the coronavirus and the entire pandemic can be squashed, that the cures are already out there, and that it can all be squashed.
Now, you said originally you believed everything, and then you did not believe him.
Yeah, so I started off just by being like, whatever, and then he started making a couple points where I was like, okay, as wacky as this guy sounds right now, I can kind of get on board with what you're saying. And basically he was saying it's no different than cancer, right? He says there's a cure for cancer out there, but the problem is that the medical industry doesn't want to cure cancer because then the money from the prescription drugs and the medication goes away. If there's no issues and a cure, there's no money to be made either preventing or curing a disease.
So to be clear, at that point, that's not you bought into that.
That's where I was kind of like a light bulb went off in my head and I go, okay, I can see. He's like, money drives everything, man.
See, I would have been that's a conspiracy.
We're losing money.
Yeah, I would have been that's a conspiracy from the start.
But for the most part, I was out, and then he just got me thinking. You know, like it's like if somebody says something and you don't agree with 90% of it, there's 10% that you go, okay, then I can get on board with. Like, I understand that everything's about money. And I have heard the cancer thing before, even before the pandemic. People are like,
so have I, but I think Corona is a little different.
Well, of course, but
cancer,
he says,
didn't shut down the entire world.
He says that the vaccine's going to come and you have to pay for it, and the medical industry is going to, and the deals have already been made, and the medical industry is going to start making a ton of money off of this stuff. Okay. So I go, oh, all right, well, that's it. And then he goes, all right, next time I see you, I got to tell you about the time I saw Bigfoot.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
I swear.
I mean, yeah, he's a conspiracy guy, which I love. Those are fun conversation. Typically when you're drinking with your buddies.
This wasn't drinking. This was daytime. He worked at a store I go to.
Okay.
And so he's a clerk there, and we speak, you know.
Yeah.
He knows who I am. And then so I was like, okay, the validity right out the window.
I know.
I got Roy on board with my moon landing conspiracy.
Oh, gosh, I used to think everyone who thought we never went to the moon was nuts. And I don't even know if we ever went. They're unconvinced me. Her evidence was so compelling.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not even like they say with the moon landing, there's different angles of the shadows and the flag's not waving.
Well, and then you have people asking, well, how come we haven't been to the moon for all these years? And they're like, well, we can't get past the radiations. Our space shuttles aren't equipped for that. And you're like, but back in 1960, that little aluminum tinfoil was able to get through it?
Hey.
What?
That SpaceX capsule crashed down in the water.
Yeah.
Like literally, we regressed back because the space shuttles would burn up when they came back into the atmosphere. And now we're back to the capsules falling in the water again.
I know. It's so strange. And by the way, I love that you were buying into the whole cancer doctor thing. The one thing I've learned about the whole COVID thing is that every doctor has an opinion and every doctor is voicing their opinion on every network. I do believe if there was a cure for cancer, the person that found it would be very vocal. Like, he would be so vocal in it. I don't think that could there's no way you could keep that.
I remember.
And I'm pretty sure he'd be yelling, pay me.
I remember 100%. A 60 Minutes episode years ago, a guy invented a machine that he says would cure cancer. He built it in his garage. He was like a scientist and a professor, right? And then he says that he can't get funding for it and he can't get the patent on it because the government won't let him because the government is in, you know, with the medical industry.
Well, just do it anyway.
I don't think he can. But anyway, I thought that was interesting when someone has you and then all of a sudden they hit you with something and they're like, hey, remind me about the time that I saw the devil. And we had a great conversation about religion. You're like,
oh, ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
All right, we got first timer on Can't Beat Lorenz, Brittany in Spartanburg. Welcome to the Mania Rewind Lorenz Morning Show.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey, Brittany.
Brittany, throw Lorenz out of her closet so we can try and throw you your supply of Cheerwine.
All right, Lorenz, get out.
I'm going.
All right, looking at Lorenz, put her headphones down. She's leaving her closet. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Brittany, playing for everyone in Spartanburg. Simon Cowell is currently recovering from a serious bike accident where he broke his back. And he became a judge on the first season of what singing competition show?
American Idol.
Question two, mom-to-be Katy Perry opened up about motherhood and how it's helped her find resilience. She's having a baby with what actor?
Orlando Bloom.
Question three. Nick Jr. is hosting Baby Shark Week to go up against Discovery Channel Shark Week this week. Finish this famous line. Baby Shark. Question four. Brooklyn Beckham has fans thinking he secretly got married after posting an IG story where there's a gold band on his hand. We know him as the iconic father. We know his iconic father is David Beckham, but who is his mom?
Victoria Beckham.
And question five, Priyanka Chopra and her husband are now have a family of five. They don't have any kids. They just adopted their third dog, though. What Joe Bro is Priyanka married to?
She is married to Nick Jonas.
You did very well, Brittany.
All right. We're currently trying to wave.
Come on, Ren.
Ren in. She can't hear us, but she's trying to... We're watching our own video remotely, by the way, if y'all didn't know. All right, Lorenz, our friend Brittany got all of them correct, so you won't be able to know if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
All right, Lorenz, here we go. Question number one. Simon Cowell is currently recovering from a serious bike accident where he broke his back. He became a judge on the first season of what singing competition show?
American Idol.
Question two. Mom-to-be Katy Perry opened up about motherhood and how it's helped her find resilience. She's having a baby with what actor?
Orlando Bloom.
Question three. Nick Jr. is hosting a Baby Shark Week to go alongside Discovery Channel Shark Week. Finish this line. Baby Shark.
Do, 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 do.
Question four. Brooklyn Beckham has fans thinking he is secretly married after posting an IG story where there's a gold band on his hand. We know his iconic father is David Beckham, but who's his mom?
Victoria Beckham, Posh Spice.
Priyanka Chopra and her husband are now a family of five. The couple just adopted their third dog. What Joe Bro is she married to?
Nick.
All right, Lorenz battling against first-timer Brittany. You both got them all correct. It means it's a tie. Yeah, Brittany, that's a pretty big deal. Ties are tough to come by here on this show.
And for a first-timer, that's pretty baller.
You know, there's one thing she wants to hear, though.
Well, I can't beat you, Lorenz, but I can tie you.
You sure can, Brittany. Thanks for playing.
Thank y'all.
Have a great day.
This is Mani, Roy, and Lorenz. Kiss 95.1.
So let's bring in Haley on with the Mani Roy and the Rim Morning Show. Haley, you reached out to us for some advice, and so we thought we could do something called Should She? Where you give us your situation, and we ask, should she do this? So go ahead and tell us what's going on in your world.
All right. So this is crazy, y'all. Me and my boyfriend Zach have been together for about 3 years, a little bit over 3 years, and we've been talking a little bit about getting married. Maybe next fall we'd like talk about venues. Like, we looked at some rings. Everything seemed pretty good. And then 2 weeks ago, I was cleaning up, and I opened his sock drawer, and I saw a ring box. And I was like, oh, my God.
I'm sorry. You broke up a little bit. You saw what?
Oh, I'm sorry. I saw a ring box.
A ring box. Okay.
In his drawer. Yeah.
Did you and open it?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, truly, you guys, I was, like, shocked. I was like, oh, my heart was beating so fast. And I opened it, and it was, like, the exact ring I had looked at and fell in love with. And I was just like, oh, and I was about to put it back. And he walked in. And he, like, freaked out.
Well.
And he started, yo, what are you doing? You know, and he took it out of my hand and he left. And I have not talked to him besides text for 2 weeks.
Oh, he was mad.
He stayed with his friend. Wow. Yeah, he, like, went to crash with his friend. But it's been 2 weeks. And he's just like, I don't know if I can marry someone I don't trust.
Oh.
You ruined the surprise, you know. And you guys, it was an accident. I opened the drawer and there it was. Like, I wasn't looking for it. I swear, it was like a totally innocent thing. And now I have no idea.
Haley, let's be honest. Were you really snooping?
Yeah. No.
Because I'm a girl. I snoop. And I get it.
No, but I swear I wasn't, because in my head, I mean, to be honest, had I thought it was there, I probably would have snooped for it.
Mm-hmm.
But he kind of gave me the impression he was saving and it was going to be a little while. So I just, like, it wasn't something I expected to, like, I wasn't digging around.
Sure.
Like, I opened the drawer and there it was. Like, really?
Yeah, sure, we don't believe that. So what?
And it's okay.
Yeah, let's move past that. So what advice are you looking for? Like, so this is called Should She. So what are you needing specific help with?
I guess I want to know how to get him back. Like, he won't even talk to me. Like, I don't know how. I guess I don't think he's that big of a deal. And he obviously does. So, like, how do I get him back home and talking to me? Like, we should break up over that. It's crazy.
Yeah,
I don't know what to do.
I think the bigger issue is like, should she even do it?
Like, go through the engagement?
Like, yeah. Like, should she be with a guy who freaks out and snatches the ring box out of her hand and then goes and stays at a friend's house for 2 weeks because he can't trust her? What?
No, no, because if he's already questioning on going through with marrying you over this, like, if this is what's going to break it apart, he's not, you don't want to marry that guy.
Really? Yeah. That's where you guys are going?
Okay. I'm interested.
So for me, like, I have sympathy for the guy who goes and gets the ring, plans this whole thing out, and then he has that moment kind of like crushed away from him, because honestly, that's the biggest moment in a guy's life to go and maybe a woman too, but if you're the person going to get the ring and you have this whole thing like planned in your head, you're already so nervous about it. I can see where he's upset. Like, he needs the time, but now it's been 2 weeks. If he can't get over it pretty soon, then you walk. But I think you got to give him the grace right now.
I was about to ask you, Loren. I mean, he's sitting there saying, I don't know if I can marry someone who I don't trust. I mean, that's a bit of an overreaction,
because
though.
He truly thinks that she was snooping.
And so does Roy and Loren.
Because she was.
I mean, I'm not so sure, Haley.
You're snooping the moment you open it.
I'm not so sure.
So when you see a ring box, you're supposed to just leave it closed.
Yeah.
And
why were you going
Haley,
through?
Do you guys live together, or were you snooping through like his apartment?
No, we live together.
Yeah, see,
well, we did.
So why were you in his sock drawer? Because you said on the front end, you were like, I was cleaning up. What did you find a sock on the ground? And
she was putting socks away.
Yeah, I was putting socks away. I was putting laundry away.
Yeah, but my point is, Loren, if she's Haley, hold on. But if you were putting laundry away and you weren't putting socks away, but yet since you were in the dresser, you then decided to open the sock drawer and just have a peek to see if something was inside, because maybe that's where he hides things. Maybe she's found money in there before.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's found, you know, pictures or something in there before. I don't know.
I was putting socks away.
704 sent a text message and said it's his fault, because if you want to really truly surprise someone, you don't hide a ring in the drawer where your girlfriend could potentially go and find it.
No, listen.
I mean, I agree. It's her house, too. She is just as right to go into that drawer as he does.
Well, when I was secretly planning my proposal to Sterling, I was riddled with lies, and I was like a ninja sneaking throughout the house with certain things I was trying to hide.
And Roy's not stealthy on anything.
No.
That's kind of my point. Like, imagine how upset you would have been if Sterling would have found that and ruined the surprise. You got to give this guy some grace.
I know, but if we got to go to break, but if he was like, well, I don't know if I could be with you anymore, I'd be like, I guess I love myself too much. I'd be like, well, screw you.
Well, jump on the phone.
He's just saying that because he's mad.
You guys, jump on the phone and talk to Haley or shoot us a text at 704-570-9595. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren shows. It's a segment called Should She? Should she stay with her boyfriend after he freaked out when she found the ring that he wants to propose to propose to her? And, you know, Roy's taking one side of it. Like, why would you want to be with a guy who is freaking out on you for that? You know, what else is to come after marriage if that gets him mad? And Loren's like, well, he wanted to surprise her, and it's ruined now.
704-570-9595. Taking your phone calls, reading your texts.
Hang tight, Haley, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're going to come back in a minute. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. This is Kiss 95.1.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren at Kiss 95.1.
It's called Should She? Haley found a ring. Her man freaked out, snatched the ring, and now has been away for 2 weeks contemplating everything. Doesn't know if he should continue through the relationship because he doesn't know if he can marry someone that he trusts. I say run. Run, Haley, run. Loren, not so much.
Yeah, she takes the other side.
Yeah, I just think that you got to give them a little bit of grace. And the text messages that we're getting, they're running the gamut. Some people are like, run, you shouldn't have to apologize. Then there's other people. 980 says, it sounds to me like he's having second thoughts on the whole thing of the engagement. Buying a ring may have freaked him out a little bit. So if she really does want to get married and she wants to be with him, maybe she should plan her own surprise engagement and show him that she's, like, ready to be with him.
What do you think of that, Haley?
I like that idea. I could totally do that. Yeah, that's, like, really romantic, and I didn't mean to ruin it, you know?
Right, right. And for people that might just be joining us that didn't hear when you came on about 10 minutes ago, you do want him back. Like, he's not asking you back. You want him back, and you want to make this work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Heather and Albemarle might put a screeching halt to that. Listen to this. Hey, Heather, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Tell Haley your opinion, you know, what you think's going on.
So my personal opinion is that possibly the ring isn't meant for Haley. It's meant for someone else. And the reason he's taking so much time away from her is because he's got to look like this good guy who's hurt when he's secretly been wanting to break up with her and end it.
Wow, you think she's cheating the whole time? My mind is blown.
Well, my thought process behind it is because something happened to me similar. I found my husband's engagement ring, and he saw me in the act of finding it. And instead of getting upset, he was like, well, you found it already. So he took it from me, and he literally proposed to me right then and there. So
his actions weren't like that, Heather, has you wondering if there's something else going on.
Right, because why would you take 2 weeks to be so bent out of shape about it?
Mm-hmm.
Haley, has your mind gone there?
No, it hadn't. I mean, the one thing I'll say is, like, it's engagement we looked at together. So, like...
Oh, yeah. Why would he buy that ring for another woman?
But, I mean, I don't know. I hope not. I don't know either. I'm sorry that this...
It's a good point that we hadn't heard. Thanks, Heather. Thanks for listening and calling.
Let me tell you something. If Dallas bought the ring that I wanted for another woman, I'd burn the whole house to the ground.
We know you
don't doubt that. That's not doubted.
803 sends a text message, Haley, and I don't know why this is now becoming a thing. There's another one from a 980 area code that says there's more to the story. You're not telling us something.
I will say, Haley, it does seem like he's having, in my opinion, a bit of an overreaction. Not the fact that he needs some time to figure this out, because that is devastating that your surprise is ruined. But the whole, I don't know if I could continue the relationship over that. What else is going on?
Because he's hurt.
Well,
I mean, nothing that I know of, but I do, like, we got to talk because it feels like 2 weeks feels like a real long time for an innocent mistake. And I don't know of anything else going on, but.
When you didn't yell at him when he caught you, you didn't say, you know, why did you hide this in a better spot? You didn't say anything that would have made him more mad?
No, I was in complete complete shock. And I was excited. It was a wedding ring, right?
Yeah. Let's do this.
He freaked out, but I thought that was, like, you know, in the moment. But, like, I don't know, because he won't even talk to me now.
Let's do this. Take all the information that you got from us this morning and give it a week, and then let's mark the tape, and at 8:05 next week, let's have you back on Monday, and you can give us an update.
Okay.
Mark the tape.
I mean, should we try and get him on, too, and we can help explain it? We've done that before.
Then we'll get to everyone who says that you're lying. We'll uncover that truth.
Our should she is going to turn into a quarantine court.
It really is.
I mean, I love that idea. I don't know if you're going to be able to get... I hope you can get him to talk to you, because he won't talk to me.
All right. We'll put you back on hold. We'll get his information as well, and then we'll be back here again next week for an update, okay? Good luck, Haley, and let us know what happens if something happens before then, okay?
Okay.
All right. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show, trying to help people one call at a time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Summer. Let's go.
Is the MRL Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
So I went down to Charleston, South Carolina with my fiance Sterling to look at some wedding venues, tour a bunch of different places. So it wasn't much of a vacation for me last week because I was on a schedule.
Yeah, but that's a big deal for you. You hadn't been outside Mecklenburg County except to go to Union County or, like, when we dropped off Frontline Hero Signs.
I know.
You haven't done anything this whole year.
I even, like, dined in a restaurant, which, if you know me, is not... That's not what I've been. I've been high. I've been in the home. But the fact that we would walk around, and the way we did the food is if... the restaurant either posted not only their policies of keeping it clean, but their staff policy, which is kind of a new trend I'm seeing. Employers are saying, well, this is what we're doing with our staff. Or I looked through the window before we got there and it was so empty, I felt comfortable. That's how we picked what places we ate at.
That's smart.
But so a lot of things happened with the trip. I got to talk about, before we even went...
We have a whole week to break it down, so do what you want to do.
I'll do this quick little story, and then I'll tell you why. If you know anything about a TV show that we talk about all the time, there's a character called Moira Rose, which she's very dramatic. I ended up being very dramatic on the trip. But before the trip even began, I found in Sterling's suitcase my birthday present. So already things are tense, because he's upset that I...
We just talked to Haley about finding something.
Sounds like the last segment we just did. Why were you in his suitcase?
Because he lost his keys, and I'm like, it's probably in one of your pockets. Like, let me go through your... Like, we're searching the whole house. I'm like, it's probably in your stupid suitcase. So I'm searching that, and I find my birthday gift. So he's upset that the surprise is ruined. You know, and so it's already tense going into the trip, you know? He had a whole thing planned, and I screwed it up. And so then we get there, and Loren's family member works at a hotel, and we're also touring this hotel as part of our, maybe one of our wedding venues, and they were so nice. They gave us this awesome room. They've upgraded our room to this corner room with a bridge. There was champagne in the room, which kind of cracked me up because I already had my own bottle of champagne on ice when I got there, and then when I got to my room after the tour, she had another bottle of champagne in there for me. It was super nice.
You got the Loren package.
I did.
You did. You got the Loren treatment.
Whatever. I would assume however Loren lives for a week is how I lived.
No, but your family, like your family to me. So she felt like you should get the family treatment.
And she rolled out the red carpet.
That's nice.
It was wonderful. I've never had such phenomenal treatment at Hotel Bennett.
Yeah, and Motel 6s aren't usually like that.
No. Typically, you have to walk in from outside. There's a whole lobby and elevator at this place. It's wonderful. Well, so we have this room, and we're trying to put in Netflix on the TV, and the TV freezes. And I'm like, oh, that can't be good. And so I tell Sterling, like you do with anything, well, just unplug it and plug it back in. That's a reset. Well, then it really broke. Because when we unplugged it, it got unplugged from the network, and the TV pretty much needs to be thrown away. Broke the TV.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that.
We demolished the TV all because we unplugged it and plugged it back in because it froze. And I was trying to tell the guy, well, originally it froze, and so we tried to do this. He goes, well, if you hit this button, it unfreezes it. I'm like, well, I didn't know to hit the button.
You should have called the front desk first.
I just unplugged it like you do with anything. And so Sterling's really adamant that he wants a room with a TV. And I'm like, we just got this baller corner room with a view. It's massive. And so we both agreed before, because the staff was super accommodating. They're like, let's move you into a room. We both agreed before we arrived. Like, hey, if the room is kind of a downgrade, we'll just go back and we'll just deal with no TV. So we go to the next room, which is technically the same category, but it's not the Loren room.
Okay.
It's not the corner room. It's right. Not the room with
it's
the
a step down.
It's a step down. It's a smaller room. And I go in, and it's immediately, you can immediately tell it's a downgrade. And so I'm like, okay. And I'm trying to give the signal to Sterling, hey, let's go back. And Sterling's like, great, let's make sure the TV works.
By the way, how much TV do you plan on watching?
Well, it's COVID. We're going to be there for a week, you know.
Okay.
So he wants to make sure the TV works. And so I'm like, oh, well, maybe I'll get lucky and two TVs or maybe this hotel has an issue with TVs. And sure enough, the guy gets on it and the TV's not working. And I'm like, gold mine. And I'm like saying things like, oh, don't worry, we'll go back. If every TV in this place is broken, we'll just go back.
And your fiance's picking up on these messages you're sending him.
I'm thinking he is. And then, of course, no, sir. TV's not broken. We just got to change the batteries. Oh. So they changed the batteries and the TV's working. And so Sterling's like, this is great. Thank you so much. Meanwhile, I'm fuming because I'm like, I thought we had a whole agreement that we wouldn't take the downgraded room. And by the way, this sounds so pretentious.
You needed like...
So pretentious.
Yeah, but you deserved it. Right? You earned it.
You needed like a signal, like if I pull on my ear.
I know. And so then as soon as they leave and the bellmen leave, I am just being the most dramatic. I'm like, well, I don't know where we could put our luggage because nothing can fit in this room. I'm like, I can't even open the closet. How are we going to put anything in the closet, Sterling? It's too small. I'm like, look at this bathroom. I'm being so dramatic. And I'm like, I thought we had a system. We had the corner room. And by the way, the room they moved us in was fine.
Yeah.
It was a good room.
Yeah, it just wasn't the corner.
It was the corner
room. Yeah. And then so the entire time that you were there with Sterling, nothing was good enough for the full week.
And I made sure, if we weren't watching TV, I was like, you better turn that dang TV on.
Hey, guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Got that new wedding trend that everybody's talking about for coronavirus years? The coronavirus year?
Yeah, right? I guess there's going to be a lot of changes this year to weddings. But I found an article that has a staggering stat in it, and I can't believe it. And Roy, you're getting married, so maybe you can attest to this one way or the other. Okay. But 48% of Americans are saying that they would rather shrink their wedding list down than wait for their perfect day.
I wonder, you know, I've been very, I don't want to say judgmental, but I've been wondering if the reason why they're trying to speed things up during the pandemic is because of, like, pregnancy. I've seriously wondered this. You know what I mean? I'm like, why are they rushing it?
Because I got to get on her insurance plan, man.
Yeah. Is there another factor?
I don't know. I just have so many questions because Dallas and I had a really small wedding to begin with. We had 50 people. And it was like a fantasy football draft. Like, I'll give you Uncle Ted for Aunt Nancy, okay? I can't even imagine. You've already sent out your guest list, like your invitations, and now Corona hits and you have to decide who makes the cut. That's like standing in line at a club and the bouncer being like, sorry, you're not cute enough to come in here. How do you tell somebody they can't come to your wedding after you already invited them?
You know the way they're doing it, because it's happened to me already. We got the notification that the wedding was canceled. That the reception was canceled. No wedding. And then there was a Zoom wedding invite that we got.
But that's different than going, okay, we have 100 people. We have to narrow it down to 25.
Sure. How many people do you think were cut from that? What, you think you were two of how many do you think got cut, Roy?
Well,
the only two or...
You're watching the video and you're like, hey, it's how did they get to go?
Oh, we're like, what the hell? They put the cameras up just for us.
Everybody seems to be there.
That's funny.
I mean, I wonder
how many...
You're
like the cousin of the bride and you're watching the video and you're like, I don't even know that guy.
I wonder how many people get cut from these weddings, you know? But we got to take a quick break. But when we come back, we got to talk to producer Nicole because she's supposed to be in our friend Casey's wedding on this coming Saturday. And there had to be cuts made. I know Nicole's got big changes in just the wedding party. So let's talk about that coming up in less than 10.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So evidently people for weddings here in coronavirus, they're having to de-invite people and shed the list so it could be more safe. With the pandemic.
Loren, you were saying that people are facing two options right now.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy because like 48% of people are saying that they would rather cut their guest list than move their wedding.
And I think the thing is there's two things about moving the wedding. One, it's like, when is it going to be okay? Mm-hmm. We keep thinking it's going to be okay in 2021, but when in 2021? And then like two, your venues are getting booked up like crazy, I imagine, right?
Yeah.
Amanda in Mooresville is dealing with this right now.
Now you have double the people who are going to get married.
Right.
What's going on, Amanda?
Sorry, I'm restarting my things.
Okay, you go away, restart, and then join the show again in a minute, Loren.
I knew something was up with her because she was responding to something that was a couple seconds ago.
Amanda, Loren is responding to something we did last week.
Oh. Yeah, she's a little delayed from that home studio. But Amanda, tell us what's going on with your wedding.
Okay. So we got engaged last October, and we had the hardest time finding a venue that wasn't, like, already booked. Mm. And this was, like, over a year away. So now we're supposed to be getting married November 7th, and so now I'm afraid to, like, try to change the venue because we've already paid for almost all of it. And the venue's very popular, so I don't know if we're going to be able to, like, rent it for another time. So now I'm trying to figure out what to do with my guest list.
Right, and that's what we were just talking about. Like, you got to, who are you going to cut?
I don't know, because I've already sent out all the save the dates. So I was like, well, what do I do? Send them another thing that says, sorry, you can't come now.
What did they do to you, Roy? You got invited to a wedding, and
they canceled the whole thing and then re-invited a smaller group.
But you got a link.
I got the virtual invite.
That's what you do.
Other people got the full-on thing. I got the virtual.
Okay, so I guess that would be an option. But, like, our venue's on 25 acres, so I'm thinking, well, I don't know, because there's enough space to have a limited amount of people, like, space out.
Right.
But with the stay-at-home order, like, with the gatherings not being above, like, 25 people, I'm not sure how much they're going to, like, let me.
Has that not been lifted yet? Is this still only 25 people? I thought it's, like, up to, like, 100-some now. I can't keep track.
I can't either. That's just what I had heard. But, I mean, I think, like, we can have as many people at the actual ceremony since it's, like, a religious,
like, okay.
But as far as, like, the reception, I'm not sure about, you know, I don't know. It's just a big mess.
It sucks. What was your original wedding date, Amanda?
November 7th.
And how long had you had that date written down?
We got engaged last October, like, 16th.
And then when did you realize that it wasn't going to happen? Like, what month did you really?
I mean, we've decided that we're going to get married that day no matter what. Mm-hmm. We don't want to move it since it's so uncertain, and we love our venue so much. And we've already had our engagement pictures done and everything, so we don't want to have to redo those.
Yeah, we already posted on Facebook our engagement pictures. I don't want to have to re-explain to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I think what we're going to probably do is shrink the guest list. I already know, like, my uncle was supposed to fly in from Germany, and he's not going to be able to come because of quarantine for weeks. Yeah, he's done.
Yeah, there you go. Now you're starting to save yourself money one person at a time.
Right.
You know, right. Amanda?
Yeah, so I guess I'll probably just shrink the guest list somehow and send out, like, a nice thing. Like, we really wanted you to come. but unfortunately we're not allowed to have as many people come.
And here's a link where you can watch, you know, watch us get married, watch the ceremony, and then even have a reception cam. And also, presents are still accepted. Make sure that link is still in there.
Because you're going to want the freebies.
I don't want to be like, you want to still send a gift?
Well, let us do it. We'll write it for you, and then we'll just send it out on your behalf. Okay, right. Amanda?
Okay, sounds perfect.
All right, thanks for calling. Have a great day. And keep listening, too, because we're going to talk to Nicole, who's in a wedding on Saturday with some major changes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Lorraine at Kiss 95.1.
Producer Nicole, we're talking about weddings and what people are planning on doing with the weddings during the pandemic. Your friend Casey was supposed to get married when?
Her original date was like May 30th.
And before the pandemic, the big thing was like, what's Nicole going to do? Is she going to cover her tattoos? Is it that big of a deal? Remember?
Yeah, because I'm in the wedding and she comes from a really Catholic family. So I was a little worried about getting the hand tat because every tattoo that I have is easily coverable with pants and a shirt. But when I chose to get the hand tat, that's pretty intense.
And how small it all seems now, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that was the issue back in January and February. We even had Casey on the air to talk about it. And she's like, don't worry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she sent a text in March and said, hey, here's our alternative date, August 15th, just in case. And we all thought she was dramatic. We all were like, oh, end of May, we'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So...
Excuse me.
Oh, God.
What was that?
I choked on my spit.
You've been disinvited from the wedding.
Right. So the wedding is now this Saturday. And just like you guys were talking about, they chose to just go ahead and do it. Now, his family is mostly in New York. So there's a lot of people who already can't come for the sake of... If they came down here and then went back to New York, there's that new mandate where they would have to quarantine and whatnot for 14 days. So a lot of his family, his brothers, they can't come. So that went ahead and took care of some people mm-hmm. on the list. But also now plus ones, that's how she did it, was to get her numbers down. Unless you're married, you don't get a plus one.
No, that's smart.
Now, before COVID, I would have been like, ugh, I hated when people did that.
Which part?
We had to do that at our wedding.
No plus ones unless you're married, because then you had a situation like Sterling and I. I'm like, I'm going to, you want me to go to the courthouse right now? Because the only thing that's stopping us from being married is just because of money and paying for a wedding. You know? And I was always annoyed by that. People would never invite a plus one. But now it makes sense if you're trying to
absolutely.
Shave off a list.
And she felt so bad. Like when I got the text, like she felt so bad because in a non-COVID world, you know, Kylie would be my plus one to this wedding. And I mean, at this point, it is what it is. It's Casey's day. If that's what she's got to do in order to make numbers fit, then I think that is totally acceptable.
I have questions, though, about a wedding in a pandemic.
Yeah.
Did any of the bridal party get cut down?
Mm-mm.
Okay, and then are you guys 6 feet apart from each other on the altar?
The rehearsal is Friday, so I'm assuming we find out Friday.
And will you be masked up on the altar? Like, I wonder how that's going to work.
We do all have... she did get, like, personalized masks for all the bridal party. Now, I don't know. I know we have to wear that to the rehearsal and to the reception or the rehearsal dinner on Friday, but I don't know as far as the actual wedding.
So as someone who's now been a part of two virtual weddings, from what I've seen is the bride and groom does not wear a mask.
Makes sense.
Everyone else does wear a mask. That's what I've
seen. Even the preacher?
He wears a mask up until he's doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
But like, before and after, he's masked.
Were the wedding party 6 feet apart from each other? I mean, they're out the door at that point if you have a lot of people.
No, there was no wedding party at both.
I mean, I'm just wondering. This is not to say Casey's doing anything right or wrong. She's just a friend of ours who's getting married. Is she requiring tests? Anybody going to get their temperature taken before? Like, I wonder.
How many people are going to be at the wedding?
I don't. How many people?
I don't know. I would say I think I don't know. I mean, under 100.
Half as many probably than she was anticipating.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. She definitely cut down a lot of people.
I know. I will be overanalyzing every photo because that's what I've been doing now.
Oh, I mean, at this point, it's definitely like, I mean, there's still a reception afterwards.
Wow.
And I think it's just going to be one of those things where this is my best friend's wedding and I'm going to be like, we'll have hand sanitizer on deck, cleaning on deck. But I think it's just going to be one of those things where I have to be a little like just not as worried and have fun for her day. And then if I have to get tested afterwards, then I'll get tested afterwards. But I mean, if...
No, you will get tested afterwards. There's a reception?
Yeah.
What? Now, everyone I've known has pushed the reception off.
Yeah, there's a reception that is just the like bridal party and some like pretty much people like our age. Like none of the grandparents and like no one else will go to that. And then her original reception... Because she couldn't get her money back, so she had to find a new date. So with everybody, it's just going to be a giant party next year.
Well, I've seen people where they've canceled the reception and then for this year, and they've got like a courthouse wedding. And then whenever the new date's available, they're going to do that.
203 sent a text that said that they had their wedding planned for 2 years to get married on 10/10/20. They decided to postpone the wedding until next year because a majority of the guests are coming from New England and would have to quarantine just like, you know, the families that are coming down here. Our venue.
That's what I was going to say. People weed themselves out.
They said that the venue completely understood and changed our date to next year and is honoring the original pricing. We're still going to get married that day because we love the date, but we'll just get married at home with immediate family. Next year, we'll do a renewal and a celebration with everyone.
That's, you know, I'm shopping for wedding venues in 2022, and I was told by every venue that their rates are not moving because of the COVID. The rates are the same.
Good.
And now, by the way, not to make everything about me, but now I'm worried about you coming back to work and getting me sick. So that's a whole thing that I'm going to be dealing with in my brain. So there's that.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably just do what I did when I came back from Colorado, just stay in here.
Oh,
I wish you the best, and to Casey, too. Now, will she be able to kiss the groom? Is there a rule against that?
Yeah,
or?
They can kiss. They're already kissing.
We got your test results back. You can kiss. It's negative.
Summer. Let's go. This is the MRL Show with Maney, Roy, and Lorraine.
Got some breaking news to deliver to you guys. This wasn't even part of our conversation that we were about to have. This just came through. You ready for some breaking news?
Yeah.
Okay.
A 2.1 aftershock has been recorded in Sparta, North Carolina.
There's been about 50, according to experts. There's been like 50 aftershocks. They're all been itty bitties.
I get news sent to me from our news partner, WSOC-TV, and they just sent that across.
We only felt one here.
I know. And it's so funny because everyone's like, it wasn't a big deal. My house is so crappy, I felt like it was about to fall apart.
Here's audio that we played earlier of Roy's security camera picking up the noise. Listen to the rattles inside his house. And then Roy goes,
"Oh, we just have an earthquake?
Did we just have an earthquake?" Roy's house, you see, is built in the 50s, and his house in Charlotte has the most damage, almost compared to the people up in Sparta after yesterday's 5.1 earthquake.
His insurance company is like, what? Are you located in Sparta,
yeah,
sir?
Well.
All the local news stations are doing live shots in front of Roy's house because there's rock all falling off, his chimney's destroyed.
Zooming in on foundation cracks.
Oh, man. Well, anyway, keep your heads up for some aftershocks. They say that we might feel some here in the Charlotte area as well. But this is from thebold.com. These are ways to break up with your boyfriend, ladies. And I guess some of this could work if you're going to break up with your girlfriend, too. But thebold.com said these are ways to break up with your boyfriend.
Isn't the best way to rip the Band-Aid off and just, it's messy, it's uncomfortable, it's the conversation nobody wants to have, but just do it. It's almost like telling someone that someone's died. You just gotta just do it.
Ren, what do you think? Is that the best way to do it?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Rip the Band-Aid off?
Yeah.
How about thebold.com says you gotta write your thoughts down ahead of time. So when you go to rip the Band-Aid off, you know exactly what to say.
Here we go.
If possible, do it in person.
Yeah, I do agree with
Maney.
That. I do agree
I
with
do
that.
I do, too.
No, I was the ghost king back in the day.
You're awful. You got a terrible person.
You are awful. That's right.
I know. I couldn't do it. I hate controversy. You know that?
I know. It's awful.
I'm all in this room. I'm like, the boss comes in here and tells us to do something. There's no way I'm going to do it. He comes in, and I'm like, okay.
How can we do a boss?
Yeah, we'll do. The minute he leaves, I'm like, I'm not going to do that. It says pick a private and neutral location to do the breakup.
I agree with that. But I don't know if I agree with a private.
I want to take them to Starbucks so they can't yell at you?
That's what this says. Breaking up in a bustling coffee shop probably isn't a good idea.
Isn't or is?
Isn't.
Oh, I think it is.
No, because it's not anybody's business who might be spying on you.
Oh, but if I was at the coffee shop and I overheard that, ooh, would I love it.
And you know it would be such a scene, too. Like, they would stand up and, like, pour their coffee on you and, like, storm out.
Mm. These are ways to break up with your man, ladies. Say break up. Don't say we need to take a break.
Yes.
Say we need to break up.
Please be direct. Don't leave the door open.
This is a good one. This works for both people, too, by the way. Be clear about your post-breakup expectations. It's incredibly important that your ex understands that your newly single life will be without the two of you.
Again, that's being direct. I love that. That's like ripping off the band-aid.
Allow the person you're breaking up with to express themselves. Don't just say it and roll.
Well, okay. I don't know about that either, because I don't want to go through this whole thing of you've been great. This has been amazing. I had a lot of good times. Stop it. You know what? It ain't working.
Right.
I thought we could make this work. It didn't work. I'm breaking up with you.
But why not?
I want to be friends. Like, that one stings the worst.
But why not say to the person that you're breaking up with, like, do you agree? Do you want to add anything here? Like, you're not going to change my mind, but, you know, it's kind of like court. I'd like you to give your defense. No? Okay.
No.
Yeah, but I you do have a point there, Manny. You need closure.
How about the last one? It says, stay off social media. Although it's tempting to post pictures from your girls' nights out and you hanging all over new guys to try and move on in the relationship, don't do it. If the person's really hurting, just stay off social media. It's going to make it easier.
Oh.
What? This article's stupid. Crumble that up and throw it away.
It is. Let me tell you something. I was in the closet when I was dating men. But if Sterling ever broke up with me, he better watch out. Number one, I'm going to trash him on the radio. Number two, I'm going to be posting so many photos of all my little gay dates. It's going to be unbelievable.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, it's the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show. Loren, what's our one last look here at all things going on in Hollywood?
Yeah, so Rachel Ray and her husband are safe, but their house, unfortunately, has burned down in upstate New York.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, you know, they've been filming the Rachel Ray show there, too, so there's no word yet on whether, you know, the show will have to have a hiatus or if they'll just move it somewhere, but that's where they've been filming during the corona crisis.
I've been a big fan of Rachel Ray, and I wonder if any of the studio equipment has contributed to the fire.
Oh my God.
Like the lights?
You forgot to unplug something?
Yeah.
I guess it could be. Everybody was safe, though. They all got out of the house.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw the pictures, but, I mean, the house was engulfed in flames.
Oh.
It is. It's not good.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Simon Cowell, he is on the mend after a six-hour surgery to repair a broken back. And this happened on a motorized bike. He had an electric trail bike that he obviously had an accident on. And he needed to have this surgery. But he's going to miss American Idol for the next two nights that they're on.
No, America's Got Talent.
I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. America's Got Talent. Slip of the tongue, you know.
Yeah.
America's Got Talent. So tomorrow and Wednesday, he won't be on the show due to the back surgery.
I see Roy typing, and I'm typing as well. Were you looking up electric trail bike?
I was.
So was I.
I'm trying to figure it out.
I want one because you don't have to pedal. I mean, you pedal a little bit. It's like a moped. Then all of a sudden, it goes on its own.
Starts. Mm-hmm.
Cam Newton used to rip around town on one of those.
He did.
Yeah. Take it to Boston, Cam.
Well, he did say just a word of advice to read the manual before you head out for the first time.
Hey, that's like it's not like this at all. It reminds me. The guy who created the Segway died while on the Segway.
Went off a cliff.
How nuts is that?
No.
How?
Hey, he rode right off a cliff.
He was trying to avoid someone who was running past him, and he turned and went off a cliff.
True story.
All in his own thing that he created.
Okay, well, let's not end the dirty on that
note. Us a positive one. What's going on?
Well, Kim and Kanye are doing well. They're back from their family vacation in the Dominican Republic, and they were spotted in Miami. They're going to continue their family vacation in Colorado, but word on the streets is that they are getting along, but divorce was reportedly discussed, but that's Kim's last resort.
Okay, and we got a lot more, too, up at kiss95.com. You can go get all your celebrity gossip there. Thank you, Ren.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Roy. Thanks, Nicole.
You say that like that because I brought up the Segway story, but you know what? That's going to be stuck in everyone's heads today that the guy who created Segway died on a Segway. So you're going to be stuck with it all day.
I'm just wondering what happened to the guy that invented the bowling pin.
Well, he got hit with
I mean, you would think, right? Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.